John Raymond can't sell his Lewiston home. In fact, a buyer backed out last spring.
Yeah, basically I'm stuck knowing the history of my property and the property across the street. I mean, who would want to buy a piece of property?
The reason is an unusual one. His basement had high levels of radon, a radioactive gas linked to lung cancer.
The gentleman told me it was 3 to 4 times higher than what it should be.
The Environmental Protection Agency is not certain where the radon comes from, but its suspicion is radioactive gravel under his basement, similar to the material found across the street by Holy Trinity Cemetery.
One of the guys doing the testing advised me to find a lawyer.
What was your reaction to that?
My reaction that the material must be hot and there's some kind of dangerous stuff where my house is.
He's not alone. The driveway of his neighbor, Harry Wade, has radioactive gravel beneath the blacktop.
I just don't know what to do.
I found it myself using a device that detects radiation. How many more locations are affected? No one knows for sure. But documents obtained by Investigative Post raise the possibility that the contamination is more widespread and could be common in yards, roads, parking lots, and driveways throughout Niagara County. John Horn is an attorney who is part of a legal and environmental engineering team investigating the problem for potential litigation.
What's clear is that there is a problem of significant scope in Niagara County, and that not enough people with the ability and the legal responsibility to address that problem have undertaken to do so.
A private investigator in 1979 interviewed numerous contractors. I obtained his reports that say a contractor told him half the parking lots in Niagara Falls used fill from a company targeted in an EPA investigation into the source of the material, Union Carbide Corporation. The company declined interview requests. Union Carbide left in the 1980s but operated for almost a century in Niagara Falls. A prepared statement from the company said, quote, "There is no information that would support the assertion that Union Carbide offered slag as fill to local area contractors." State health officials have had the reports but refused to talk about them. Brian Stamm is one of the attorneys working on potential litigation. He said the state didn't investigate.
If it was me and I was a government employee and I saw a letter similar to that, I would certainly start asking questions and start poking around to see how widespread this problem is, and that was many years ago.
The EPA is cleaning up one property, a parking lot shared by Rapids Bowling Center and a building supply store off Niagara Falls Boulevard in Niagara Falls. The remediation carries a price tag of at least $8 million. Eric Daly, who is overseeing the work for the EPA, explains why the radioactive material is being removed.
Long-term exposure to that could be a health risk, so that's why we're doing what we're doing.
Yet for decades, the state health department maintained the radioactive gravel at this property and dozens of others did not pose any immediate health risk. While the impact on public health is uncertain, some are already realizing the financial pitfalls of owning property that's contaminated by radioactivity. Wade doubts he can sell his home unless someone removes the waste.
I bought this property 22 years ago. Nobody said a word about this, and all of a sudden my property value is worthless.
For WBFO News, I'm Dan Telvac with Investigative Post.